gentlemen, and welcome
Blog
to your No-Show. And that music, Friends We Meet Along the Way, by Mr. Al Lockett, my dear friend, means that this must be Wednesday. And if this is Wednesday, then this must be the No-Show. And that means that you all have decided to join us here, and we are grateful that you did. Thank you so much, because we know that we're going to have a phenomenal show, and had you not decided to do that, then we wouldn't be here either. So we're really, really, really excited about having you here with us. And we're excited about all of the good things that are going on. And I want to give a big shout out to Ms. Rhonda Harrison, who is our tech person, who was kind enough to come in the wee hours of the morning and the late hours of the evening and make certain that this show was perfect, and that all of the songs and the things that needed to be up just for your listening pleasure were here with us. I am so excited. I'm always excited. You all know that, because of the fact that I have my friend here. Stefan Scaggiari is here with us. And Steph is the Minister of Music for Unity by the Bay Church in what was Severna Park. Now he's going to have to tell me where it is that they are, but it's a suburb of Annapolis, Maryland, where the awesome and talented Mahala is the spiritual leader. As such, Steph is also a prolific gospel pianist and composer who often mixes traditional jazz and conventional music, and then does something that I call metaphysals, those tunes, to create a cross between various genres, but always to include the smooth, unmistakable sound of Steph Scaggiari. We will listen to four of those pieces, actually, and one of them Steph and I actually did together. It's called Everything Must Change. You know the song by George Benson and so many others. But the song was part of a meditation that I did, and then Steph played the song Everything Must Change because he knows of my love for it a little bit after that. So we're going to talk about some really key things. We're going to talk about the importance of music to support ministry. We're going to talk about musical genres. How does one know what to choose for a specific situation? We're going to talk about how does music bring people of different backgrounds, ethnicities, and education together. And we're going to talk about who are your favorite artists and why. I know that Steph loves a couple of people that I love, and that's Eva Cassidy, that's Chuck Brown, and a number of other folks that we're going to talk about tonight. And he has worked with those folks. So we're going to talk about what it was like for him to work with these talented, gifted people who have now moved on into the next dimension of life and are singing and playing at an even higher level than when they were here. We're going to talk about people that have influenced you, like Art Porter and other folks. And then we're going to talk about where it is that we go from here. Again, this is The No-Show. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan, and we are so pleased that you decided to stop in and visit with us. Carrie is, of course, here with us. Carrie Kelly, my sidekick in doing all manner of things. And I can hear Steph walking and talking and doing something. So I know that he is also here with us now. Hey, Steph, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Robert. That was a lot of fun to listen to you with that introduction. I'm trying to get my wife's attention to take our dog out for a little walk.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you on hold for a minute and just don't let you guys go ahead and visit and get that squared away. And Carrie and I are going to just talk about all of the good stuff that we're looking forward to happening with this phenomenal program. So you go ahead and do that. I'll put you on hold for a minute. See you when you get back. Carrie Kelly, are you there with me? Good evening, my dear.
Hello, good evening. Yes, I am here, and I am very at this show, because you know me and
all
music,
right.
We have a thing going on.
I do know that. I do understand that, and I do appreciate that. I know that you are a talented vocalist and musician in your own right, and so therefore you have a double appreciation for someone who is at Steph's level and is able to then do the things in the way that he does. Let me just share with you folks what we're going to do tonight, because we're going to play four different pieces for you. All of them actually are by Steph. One of them is a meditation that he and I did together, and the songs are "It Ain't Necessarily So," "But Not For Me," "Hard Times," and then "Everything Must Change." Okay. So those are the songs that we're going to play. And let me just see, Carrie, if Brother Steph is back with us now. And
yes, I am.
And we'll. All right. You see, now that's how God works. That's what I'm talking about. When everything just works together according to good for those who do something like love the Lord, with Lord means metaphysically the law. So that's a good thing. Everybody is right where they need to be right now. And so are you all, our listening audience, those of you who are both online and those who have checked in with us via computer. And if you're on the computer and you want to ask a question or make a statement or ask Steph specifically about a song, then I'll ask you to call in at 347-838-9142. And then you may ask your question and continue to listen in as you have been. If you're online, then you may also put your question into the chat room. And I am watching that and looking at that to make certain that we ask all of the questions that need to be asked. So, Steph, let me just ask you, first of all, what have you been doing? Where have you been? What's going on with you? Talk to me, my friend. Tell me all the good stuff that's happening with you.
Well, we had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm sure you did, too, and I wish a happy Thanksgiving belatedly to all our listeners. And my favorite holiday, we had some nice friends over. And I've been playing some concerts. I played this in November. I played this wonderful concert at the Aspen Institute, which is here on the eastern shore of Maryland, Y Mills,
yeah.
Maryland. That's a pretty famous place. President Clinton and Arafat and Begin had their big peace talks there at the Aspen Institute. But they have a concert series, which I performed at that series on November 8th, and that was really a lot of fun. I'm playing this program called my I Love Paris program, and boy, does that seem apropos now. It's I've been playing it all year long, and now we've got right on the heels of that Paris attack, it seems to be even more meaningful. But all the composers in that program had lived, worked, played in Paris. So it was a classical program, and it included Debussy and Villa-Lobos from Brazil, actually studied in Paris, made four trips to Paris. And then I go on to Chopin, of course, a famous, spent most of his life living in Paris. Polish composer, but very much French. And then Ravel, a couple pieces by Maurice Ravel, French composer, and then I conclude the program with Rhapsody in Blue, George Gershwin.
Wow.
Studied in Paris, and of course wrote An American in Paris, so there are a lot of interesting connections there, and I love putting different composers together on the same program. One of my favorite stories. In 1924, Gershwin wrote the Rhapsody in Blue, and it was a humongous hit all around the world. He was a young man at the time and wanted to study orchestration. Came to Maurice Ravel in Paris and said, "I'd like to study with you." And Ravel was older and also very famous, said, well, I don't want you to study with me because the best you could do is become a second-rate Ravel, and you're already a first-rate Gershwin. And I love that. So Ravel then came to America on a multi-city of like a 4-month tour of America. And when he was in New York, George Gershwin and Ravel hooked up together and went to Harlem and heard the Duke Ellington Orchestra. And those three names, you know, Ellington, Gershwin, and Ravel, all at the same time, just kind of knocked me out. It's hard to believe that happened, but it really did. And the jazz music of America greatly influenced both Gershwin and Ravel.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing to me as I listen to you, and I could do that all night long, because of the fact that you love what you do. And anyone that is listening in, and whether they're online or if they are on telephone with us, can hear your passion, that you are passionate about what you do, my friend. And
I think
the fact is what it is all about. We have to love whatever it is that we do, and we have to be willing to do it, whether anybody pays us for doing it or not. That's the
genuine
capacity to express oneself. So
I'm especially pumped up now because last Thursday, of course, was Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday.
Right.
It was also my birthday the same day.
And
at 9 o'clock in the morning last Thursday, I got a new piano. I got a Steinway B delivered to my house at 9 o'clock in the morning last Thursday. So it was a really good day.
Oh, my goodness. How in the world, how incredible is all of that? Well, let us all say, and let me say, on behalf of the Renford Broadcast Network and specifically the No Show, happy belated birthday, Stefan Skatari, because I know
that you
put you into everything that you do, and that is only telling me how much, and I know how much your wife and your kids love it already and the members of the church and what have you, but that also tells me how much other people are caring and concerned and compassionate for my friend, and that means a lot to me. I want to also thank Brother Carl for being online with us. Brother Carl is back with us, and Carrie, he hadn't been here for a little while. I almost feel like, if he was coming into the church, I'd put him on the Amen Corner bench there, Steph. But Brother Carl, we are so grateful that you are back with us. And what you need to know, Steph, is that Carl is right down the street from you there at the Unity Center of Light in Bowie, Maryland, with Butch Mosby, whom you know well.
Right.
You have been there. So, Carl, good evening and welcome, sir.
Good evening. I'm happy to be here, and it's nice to meet Steph on the telephone, and I hope we can get together up in this area soon.
Yeah, let's hook up, Carl. That
would
be a lot of fun.
Always nice to be with Carrie.
Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you, Brother Carl. Okay, guys, what we want to do now is get to some music. So, Steph, I had mentioned several of the pieces. Tell me which one you would like to start with. It ain't necessarily so, but not for me or Hard Times. You talked about Gershwin and what have you. So based upon whatever it is, tell me which one you'd like to start with and tell me a little bit about the piece.
If we could start with Hard Times, because we seem to be going through some hard times in this country. They have the television on. There's another mass shooting in San Bernardino. It's like they happen every darn week. And on the tail end of the Planned Parenthood shooting and the shootings in Paris, my Lord, I don't know when this is ever going to stop. But a little story about Hard Times. This is a song that was written in the 19th century by Stephen Foster, and it was written 1854, 6 years before the Civil War. That year he'd lost both of his folks, both of his parents, and he lost his best friend. So he was having a hard time that year. And like so many great American composers, when that happens, he went home and wrote an incredibly beautiful song. And it's called Hard Times Come Again No More.
Absolutely. Hard Times Come Again No More. Here we go.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears as we all sip sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song the sigh the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more.
For a long time, and in concert, I'd I'd sing maybe one or two songs in my program, and then I noticed that at the end of the program, people would come up and congratulate me and shake my hand and so forth, and invariably they'd say, "Gee, I didn't know you could sing," and it just kind of struck me oddly that they kept mentioning my singing, and I'm out there for a couple hours at a concert. I'm only singing two songs, and they mentioned the singing. So I think singing just relates to a lot of people, and they like to hear the lyric and hear the storyline, and it's just a broader appeal than instrumental music might have, and especially playing instrumental music that might be unfamiliar to some people. I love playing jazz music, and there's a lot of improvisation in jazz. And for those in the audience that might not be that exposed to that kind of music making, the lyric line is certainly easier to grasp.
Mm-hmm. Sure, that's right. But the jazz aficionados, the people that are into the Dave Brubecks or the Take Fives, which you, of course, do so wonderfully well, they're still listening for that. So you give at your concerts, because while I was in that area, I tried to not allow a door to open where I knew you were going to be and not be there. And Spirit was kind enough to bless me with the opportunity to be a part of most of those challenges that you then took and straightened from question marks and exclamation points of joy. So I want for Carrie to come in here, because Carrie is also a very talented vocalist, and I want Carrie for you to talk to Steph about what your thoughts are relative to hearing this and other music of his that you've heard, and how it feels to be a vocalist standing out there singing to all of the people that you all are singing to, because we're just, our mouths are agape because we're listening to all this wonderful stuff that you guys are doing. But what must it be like for you all, Carrie, and then Steph, to then know that people are getting what they're getting from this experience? And what did you get, Carrie, from hearing Steph?
Well, what I got was the message in the song, and the setup for the song, with all the things going on in our world today. It's a very heartfelt song, which is important as a vocalist. One of the things that has been, well, actually in the past, I don't struggle with this anymore, but one of the struggles I used to have was about not singing a song that I could not feel, or I couldn't relate to, or if it had a message that was out of alignment with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes as a member of a group, or you are trying to appeal to a certain crowd or a certain type of event, there comes a time where you need to sing music that will get the crowd moving, or get people up and dancing and keep them thirsty so that the venue can make a certain amount of money, right? And so sometimes the popular music was out of alignment with what I felt comfortable singing. Uh-huh. And so, that was a battle that I had to deal with. But I don't deal with that anymore. I feel like now I'm old enough and I've been around long enough to sing what I can feel, and leave all that rest of that stuff to vocalists who can say, "Oh, it's just a song. Oh, it's just entertainment." And I'm like, okay, so that's fine for them.
Yeah,
but yeah, right. I really love that. It feels to me like your music, Steph, is very heartfelt, and you do it from your heart. And
definitely.
It, you know, it shows up entertaining as well as heartfelt, which is a very nice mix to have. I love
it. I can agree with you wholeheartedly. I think any performer who's singing a song, he or she is much more convincing to the listener when that performer can really get into the music, you know, really feel one with the message that he or she is singing. To do it otherwise, it sort of comes across as not with very much conviction, you know. So it's actually much better for the listener if the performer can choose material that he or she can personally relate to. I think that's really, really important.
That's a great point. I love that. I love that. So, Steph, set up the next song for us. Which song would you like to go with now? Either
It Ain't Necessarily So.
Okay.
I love that.
I kind of figured that
from Porgy and Bess. Yeah.
I didn't want to lead you now, you see. I understand that. I didn't want to lead you or anything. But I did have an idea, and
Robert, you can definitely relate to this. You know, when you write a song like Gershwin did, and there are so many of these references to biblical scriptures, it's got to be great, right?
Right.
And that's exactly what's going on with the It Ain't Necessarily So. It's it quotes a lot of famous stories from the Bible.
Is that right? So this one, that is what this was all about. All right.
Yeah.
And tell us about how it is and why it is that you decided to do it and to put it on one of your albums, Steph.
Well, this was an early choice for me on making this recording. I actually started out with the concept of possibly doing an all Gershwin album. I've always liked that composer, and there's so many tunes to choose from that are just dynamite. And in the process of making these recordings, recording the songs, I just, my path changed, as sometimes it does. And I think it's important to kind of follow that, you know, and not let a preconceived notion direct you. It's just, it's more natural sounding just to let it happen, you know. So the project actually encompassed some Gershwin songs and then some original tunes of mine, and a mixture. And so I think it turned out very nicely. And I wrote this song called Our Little Place, which is the title cut. So anyway, let's play It Ain't Necessarily So.
Okay. And tell us what albums of yours these pieces are on, where we might get them, Steph, as we are moving to listen to this piece.
Yeah, this one is, this is my latest album. It came out a couple of years ago, and the name of the album is Our Little Place. And it's available, you know, through the regular channels, Amazon, CD Baby, online, iTunes, that kind of thing.
Okay, great. All right, folks, so here we go with Steph Scajari and TKS. It Ain't Necessarily So. TKS stands for the No Show. Here we go. Thanks for having a great introduction.
It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible favorite was small but mine. Little David was small but oh mine. He fought big Goliath who lay down and died. Little David was small but oh mine. Wada, ooh, la da wada, scatter-wa, scatter-wa. Oh, Jonah, he lived in the whale. Oh, Jonah, he lived in the whale. He made his home in that fish's abdomen. Jonah, he lived in the whale. Little Moses was found in a stream. Little Moses was found in a stream. He floated on water till Pharaoh's daughter, she fished him, she says, from that stream. Wadu, zimbamboodle-o, zimbamboodle-o, hoodle-lada-wada, hoodle-lada-wada, scatter-wa, scatter-wa. It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. They tell all your children the devil's a villain. It ain't necessarily so. To get into heaven, don't snap for a seven. Live clean, don't have no fall. Oh, I'll take that gospel wherever it's possible, but with a grain of salt. Methuselah lived 900 years. Methuselah lived 900 years. But who calls that living when no gal will give in to no man? What's 900 years? I'm preaching this sermon to show it ain't necessarily, ain't necessarily, ain't necessarily so.
I like that a lot, my friend, Seth Skadari.
Thank you, Robert.
In Maryland, doing all of this good stuff over there, making folks know that there are some people in Maryland over near the Bay Bridge that know jazz, know what it's like to appreciate Nina Simone and some other folks who are crooners, and that we are able to bridge the gap with all of this good stuff that's going on. Well, for everybody to stand by for just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, this is The No Show on the Renford Broadcast Network. We have a plethora of phenomenal programs. The laws of material wealth will be coming back on in the brand new year. Now, that sounds so far away, doesn't it? Well, guess what? in 30 or so days, it will be here. Because the 2016 year is already here, just like the 2016 cars are, right? They've been here for a while. So we're excited about that and opportunities for you all to not only listen to our show, but Deborah Bouvet has a phenomenal program, Dream Vision 7. We are in cooperation with her to bring about an awareness for our audience relative to what it is that she is doing there. And we are then able to get an audience with people who were not aware of who it is that we are. So we're excited about that. Rhonda Harrison has a phenomenal show as well that we are also a part of, as does Cecil, who is the support mechanism for a number of shows on our program. So we are excited that you decided to stop by here and visit with us this evening. My guest, our guest, Carrie's guest and mine, along with Brother Carl, is my friend Steph Scajari out of Maryland. And that area is just known for producing some talented people. But Steph is, as you can hear, is a well-versed and well-trained musician. And believe me, he's not telling you just how tough he is, but he's a bad boy. He is my friend, but he is a bad dude. And we often enjoy working with each other, not only in terms of the church and my ministry and my vocals and my singing, but also in terms of the jazz opportunities that are a part of this experience as well, and the plays that he brings to the center. While we're mentioning the center, tell us about the new facility that
Robert,
is now a part of Unity by the
Bay. I can't wait for you to come east and check out our new church. It is absolutely beautiful. It's only about a mile away from the Bay Bridge, which crosses the Chesapeake Bay over to the eastern shore. And it's a converted home on about 6 acres, wooded area. Basically, the previous owners were in the process of building an indoor swimming pool, and they had built the extension onto their house, this big brick structure that had all these windows. I mean, about 100 windows. It's so beautiful. The light streams in. Well, the pool was never built, so they sold it to our church. And we reworked that particular pool room into our sanctuary, and it's just gorgeous. I mean, really tall ceilings, a lot of light, holds about, I guess, 200, 250. So we're just tickled pink with it. It's just, and it seems like a lot of people are enjoying our new facility because we have a new member Sunday. It seems like all the time. So a lot of new members are coming to our church. It's exciting to see the church grow like that. I've been the music director there for over 20 years, and we were in a little space before with no windows and sort of a strip mall situation, and now we've got this beautiful, beautiful church, and there's plenty of room for growth. That's the other thing that's really nice. So we're very pleased. Yeah.
As well you should be. The New Thought Metaphysical Message, which is just about inclusion, folks. It just says that we are all one, and that the way that we move forward is by helping each other. If you fall down, then I want to extend my hand. If I am too weak to support your weight and my own, then I'll reach over with my right hand and take the hand of someone else, perhaps a seasoned one, or even a little person who is able to stand the pressure a little bit more. And together, as one, we walk together and we unite, and then we learn and we grow and we expand. It is about inclusion as opposed to exclusion. So we are all so grateful and thankful for that experience. And that's a wonderful segue into the space and the place where I want to go next, because we want for you all to hear a little bit of a combination that Steph and I did together. And the meditation will then lead into this beautiful piece that Steph plays, and it's called Everything Must Change. And then we're going to come back and close out with the final song by Steph Scajari. So we're excited that everybody is here. We know that you had choices and you could have done some other things, but instead of doing that, you decided to be right here. And so we appreciate that. We're grateful for your being here, and we know, because I can tell from the lights that are illuminating, that you all are getting something from this. And to speak of that, though, let me bring Brother Carl in and just ask him how it is that he feels hearing this information that we are sharing. You're right down the street from Steph, Carl, and I know that you and Miss D might just jump in the car and run down that way sometime to see what's going on the other side of the bridge. What are your thoughts?
Well, after hearing that description by Steph, we will certainly try to do that, probably not until the spring, though.
Yeah.
But I've just been enjoying listening to Steph, and after that last song, it took me back to the earlier one, and I think he has a real sensitivity for the blues.
He loves the
blues, not only in the name Hard Times, but in the tune, in the rhythm.
There was
a lot of blues there, and certainly in what he just did. And I love the blues.
Yeah,
I know.
Thank
you. And that's a great point, because Steph is such a diverse individual, and all of that shows up when you go to hear him. And by the way, that's what I want for you to do, Carl. I'm going to send you Steph's information so you can. He can add you to his list, so you know when he's doing stuff, and that'll be great. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to listen for a few minutes to a little bit of a meditation called, the song itself is called Everything Must Change, and we know that that is, in fact, the truth.
Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, Ascended Masters, Saints of all religions, we bow to you all. May thy love shine forever on the sanctuary of our devotion, and may we be able to awaken thy love in all hearts at all times, in all spaces, and in all places. With that abridged version of a prayer by Paramahansa Yogananda, I now invite you to move into the stillness, to allow yourself to experience your oneness with God through the opportunity of meditation. If you are comfortable placing both feet flat on the floor and placing your palms in your laps with your hands and your palms turned upward so that you can in fact receive the gifts of God that are now being sent to you. The windows of heaven are completely open, and whatever it is that is yours is coming to you right now. And so if you will simply allow yourself to receive those gifts, they are yours for the taking. I invite you to close your eyes and take in a deep breath of air with me, knowing that you are amongst friends, knowing that you are safe and secure within the peace of God, within the love of God, and that all that there is spirit right now. I invite you to now let go of that breath, breathe out from your body, and as you do so, relax the body temple. Allow the neck and the shoulders to relax a little bit more, a little more than they were a few minutes ago. Take in another deep breath of air, and again, fill your lungs to capacity and hold on to that breath of air. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to the truth that is within you, that always was, is, and evermore shall be. Now let go of that breath of air. Breathe out from the body. And as you breathe out from the body, notice that the body is more relaxed, even more relaxed than before. We know that God is, and we have experienced a little of the wonderful blessings and bounty that Spirit has for us, and now we are open and receptive to the free, full flow of life moving into, through, and out of us as Spirit operating in this world. Take in another deep breath of air, and again, fill your lungs to capacity, and this time, tighten the muscles in your back and in your abdomen. And let us now, as we hold on to that breath of air, bless our bodies and bless our abdomen and our back for supporting us in the wonderful way that it does, and our abdomen for holding on to all of the wonderful, wonderful vital organs that are a part of the chemistry of our body. And now let go of that breath of air. Breathe out again and notice that your body is even more relaxed, much, much more relaxed than before. All that there is Spirit in each and every one of us, in each and every thing, in the flowers, in the sun, in the wind, in the moon. All that there is Spirit. All that there is love. Love waiting to share itself with us. Love waiting for us to understand as we move into a consciousness and awareness of all that is, that God is. Take in another deep breath of air, and this time as you fill your lungs to capacity, tighten the muscles in your lower legs, your tibia and your fibula, your knees and your feet, your upper legs into the hip joints. Tighten those areas and now release it and let it go with that breath of air. Breathe out and now feel the relaxation in the body temple. Feel that all is well within this unit that we call a body, this vehicle that is a temporary agent for the soul. All that there is God and love and peace and joy. Healing and wholeness are now mine for the taking. Prosperity, love, partnership, these are mine right now. In this minute and in this hour, if I will but accept them, if I will but allow myself to get myself, the ego self of me, out of the way and allow the Spirit of God, the Spirit of good that is within me to take over, and I do that right now. Listen to these words, again by Paramahansa Yogananda and by Emmett Fox and by Silent Unity. These affirmations, and today as you go forth in this day after you have left this place, allow them to be a part of who it is that you are. I go forth with perfect faith in the power of omnipresent good to bring me what I need at the time that I need it. I receive now. I know that omnipotent wisdom is my living, loving Father, Mother, God. I know what I need to know when I need to know it. I know it right now, and I act upon that which needs to be acted upon immediately. And finally, I am centered and focused on the goodness of God that is within. All of my needs are met right now. Feel the energy of those words. But they are no longer just words. They are now the energy that has come out from Spirit, that has entered within this unit that we call a body, and that are now being manifest in your world. All that there is love and peace and joy. Through the faculty of your imagination, I ask that you would walk with me right now in your mind's eye. Just allow yourself to see a huge bubble of light descending upon this space and this place that we call Unity by the Bay. It fills this entire room. It is the healing oil of God's love, permeating every cell and fiber of our being as it courses through the vessels of our soul, restoring, rejuvenating, and replacing any pain, any imagined obstacle, with the full-bodied and wonderful healing oil of God's love. Feel it right now. And again, through the faculty of your imagination, imagine that light descending upon this room and feel the energy of it. See the light surrounding you. See the light surrounding the person beside you, in front of you, and behind you. See us all enveloped in this light, in this love, in this peace, and in this joy. And now allow that light that has completely encapsulated our bodies to expand and not only fill this entire room, but to fill this entire area, to fill all of Maryland, to go all up and down the East Coast, across the Midwest, into Arkansas, into all of the spaces and the places that we know of, into the Midwest, and now into Los Angeles and Seattle, and to spread all across the United States of America. And let us not allow it to stop there, but let it now enter the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans, and let it go across into Iraq and Iran, into Taipei, Taiwan, into Afghanistan, and into all of the spaces and places and the worlds that we know of and the worlds that we know not of. Whenever love enters, anything else has to leave. Whenever love enters, anything else has to leave. And so we dissipate that negative energy into the nothingness from which it came. It only came to show us what we really want. It came, as Abraham Hicks says, to give us contrast, to share with us that which is for us right now. As you continue to breathe rhythmically and normally, allowing spirit to work within you, allow yourself for the next moment or so, in the quiet that you shall be a part of, to ask the questions that you have been wanting to ask of spirit, and to get the answers that you have been wanting to get, until you again hear my voice in the silence, in the silence, in the silence.
Now, of course, the interesting thing is that in the church, we can go into the silence. But in radio land and TV land, they don't like that. So I just want you all to think about it.
We give thanks for the awareness of God operating in us.
Move forward in wonderful ways.
Could
you get ready to hear stuff?
And now
in
your mind's eye, form a circle. Reach out with your left hand and take the hand of a little one, a beautiful little person who is looking up at you with hope in their eyes and smiling the gift of, I know who it is that you are. And now with your right hand, reach out and take the crumpled hand of a seasoned one, one who is wise in years and in tears. And they too look back at you and smile an awareness that all is well, that they will always be with you wherever it is that you are, to support you and undergird your every effort and to let you know that all is well. And now each of them joins hands with another and another and another. And our circle now expands all around the world and the worlds that we know not of, into the Milky Way, into the ethers. And as this circle of love expands, we look back upon Mother Earth and we bless her as she twirls on her axis, for the wonderful space and place that she operates from and the wonderful opportunity to be all that we can be as we exist and coexist one with another on her beautiful grounds. Now I invite you to allow your energy and your attention to go from this space and from this place, and at any time during this day that you need to be able to pull back this energy and to know that all is well within you, and to know that whatever it is that confronts you, you are more than able through the power of the spirit that is within to handle it, to deal with it, to move through it, and to be God, active, alive, and the light in this world. Hold on to that peace and that joy, and know that all is well as you bring your energy and your attention back to this space and this place. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is.
The beautiful sound of the keys being held and caressed by Steph Kajari. We did that some years ago, and what's interesting about listening to it now and hearing it all of these years later, Steph, is that it took me right back to that moment, you know, and
I
all
know,
of this.
I wanted to thank you, Robert, for that meditation. I'm in such a good place right now. It was so wonderful listening to you do that. That was so beautiful.
Oh, man. Well, the playing, though, that led up to that, and then afterwards your playing, Everything Must Change, which you knew was one of my favorite songs. And so this is what happens in that space and place that Steph Skajari was telling you all about it at Unity by the Bay, guys. So anytime you're going to be in the area, please make certain that you stop by and visit with Mahala and Steph and the Unity by the Bay family, because they are just some phenomenal people who helped me to cut my eye teeth and just embraced me and allowed me to do some wonderful things with them, embrace my organization, the Capital District International New Thought Alliance, and allowed all of us to move forward together in wonderful ways. That is one of my favorite periods in my history, for certain, and it was because of the energy that we all shared. Let's bring a couple of folks in here for a moment before we go to your last song and let you introduce that and tell us about that. Carrie Kelly, what are your thoughts hearing the beautiful play and the beautiful music that Steph added after that meditation?
I was just floating along, enjoying the entire experience. I words can't even express, you know, what that was like. It was just a beautiful experience all the way around, from the meditation to the music. It was just beautiful.
Kelly, do you sing that song, Everything Must Change?
I will now. I'm going to go find the track for that and work that song, because
you should check.
Is right up my alley. I love that type of music. I can sink my teeth right into that song.
Yeah. The lyrics are so gorgeous, too. There's one, Winter Turns to Spring.
Yeah.
A wounded heart will heal,
but
never much too soon.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah,
beautiful.
That's right. That's
absolutely
right.
Yeah.
That's
beautiful.
Right.
And you should hear Robert sing it. He really does a number on it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
tell
you.
Me that. All right now.
Yeah.
In fact,
right
when you
thank
mentioned
you.
That you were going to do that on the show, Robert, I thought you were going to do your vocal rendition.
No, Steph. I was talking about the meditation. I wanted for all of the musicality to come from you, my friend, tonight. We'll get a chance to do that again. Brother Carl, you haven't heard me do a meditation in a little while. I imagine that brought back a few memories, I assume, in your experience. What are your thoughts, Carl?
Two. One, the final music was just a beautiful way to top off the great meditation that I didn't know that I needed so badly until you brought it to me, Brother Robert.
Oh, it was beautiful, yeah.
Yes.
Interesting. Well, not I, but the Father within. And we are just, I actually wanted for you all to hear that in order to see how Steph and I have been playing off of each other for all of these years. And it's because of our love one for the other. You know, we would always support whatever it was that he was doing. He would always support my efforts with the Capital District International New Thought Alliance. And so it was just a brotherhood and a sisterhood of people, of like-minded folks, moving forward in wonderful ways. And so, in my
opinion,
Robert, that is what life is about.
I oftentimes play, in church in particular, play the moment, you know, whatever the mood is set up by people like you in meditative thoughts and words. But I wanted to mention to our listeners that I don't know of anyone other than you who can improvise in such an eloquent way like a musician does, Robert. I'm quite serious about this. You know, it's really an art form to sit down and play music right off the top of your head. And sometimes people come up to me afterwards and say, hey, what was that piece that you played? And I go, I really have no idea. I just made it up. But, you know, I'm well-versed in music making, as you are in putting those gorgeous words together. I mean, I really mean it. I was very, very moved by that meditation when you played that recording of what you did years ago. I mean, it really had quite an impact.
I am so glad. I am so glad. It's been quite an evening. It's been a beautiful evening, and yet it is not over just yet. And so we are so glad that all of you who are both online and those of you who have called in by phone are with us, because this show could not be what it is had it not been for the fact that you decided to lend your energy, your love, your light. And this is the Renford Broadcast Network. This is the No Show. We have this much fun every Wednesday. Carrie and Carl and I would invite you to please come back and visit with us again and again and again, and allow us to showcase for you what is also within you, just like Steph is doing so capably in all of his beautiful music at all times and in all ways. So, Steph, I want for you to set up the last song for us. Tell us But Not For Me, is that what we're doing now?
Yeah,
What that song is all about, how it is that you came to put it together in the way that you did, because you do that with everything. I mean, people will hear a song, ladies and gentlemen, you have to know this. People will hear a song by somebody, and they say, well, wait a minute. No, you didn't play it right, because Steph, I heard it from Steph. So you need to do it again. All right?
Oh dear. Well,
this is
a Gershwin classic, But Not For Me, and I fell in love with the lyric. It's very lighthearted, a love affair that has not gone the way he wanted it to go, and you know, this particular love was not for him, but not for me. It's basically what the song is all about. Very lighthearted, though. I really like the way it rolls.
Tell me, before we go into that song stuff, we've got a few more minutes. We're taking a few more minutes than we normally do. Tell me how it is that you come up with the way that you want to do a song. What is it about a particular melody that will move you to do something differently from what other people have done, and what makes you do that?
Oh boy, you know it's I feel my love for jazz music and the art of improvisation brings you to a point in your music making capability that you do it long enough and you feel that I feel an urge to have my stamp on something or put my input into a given melody that might be sort of universal. I hear music maybe in a different way than a lot of people do. I can analyze a given song melodically, harmonically, lyrically, very quickly, and see what the composer's original intent was. And then for me, that's very liberating, because I've sort of captured the essence of the song. And if you can do that, then that gives you more freedom to explore other possibilities of putting your stamp onto that song. I think a lot of people get stuck not knowing what to do and make it personally theirs because they don't really they haven't digested the material fully. If you can kind of encapsulate the material in front of you, it gives you a great freedom. So you can think of that particular line in a different rhythm or change a melody somewhat or, you know, phrase it differently. It gives you more freedom because you understand the essence of the song.
Absolutely. And share with us one more time where it is that people can go to your website well as where they can get your music from. But they can go to your website and hear and see that beautiful portrait that you have of the piano. There, I guess you're still using that, but I really like that.
Yeah, that's the main photo. My website is the following, scagiari.com. So first initial, last name, .com. So go to stephskajari.com for videos. I've got a couple videos up now and there's a concert list and a bio, and you can just click away. You can order music through my website. I mean, the internet is so much fun in that regard. I mean, I'm getting better and better at that. Traveling through cyberspace, and I'm having a good time doing that.
I know, and we're old too. You know, we're old people.
I know.
So to be able to do this at our ages, you know, it's just amazing to me. My grandson said to me the other day, "Oh, Papa, you know what that is?" I said, "Of course I do." Not only that, I pulled my little phone out and I went up online and I did. And he said, "Wow,
yeah."
He's yelling to his friends. Now he's a brand new 15-year-old. I wanted
to
say, you young whippersnapper. So I agree completely. Steph, you have to promise to come back again. It's been too long since we've had you here. But right now, we're going to go to Steph Kajari doing "But Not For Me." Please, give a listen.
He needs a friend.
I feel like Louis Armstrong is saying, oh, yeah.
That's a lot of fun, isn't it?
I love it. You know, our time always passes too quickly, Steph Scajari, but we are so grateful that you took a moment out from your family and from your activities and all of the things that you're doing in terms of teaching music, in terms of playing and singing and in the various genres that you are a part of, to stop by the No Show again. And you do
Thank
that
you.
Often, and for that I am very, very, very grateful. You are my longtime friend, and we will
yes.
always maintain our brotherhood and stay connected with each other. What parting words do you have? And let me just ask Carrie Kelly to stop back in for a moment. And Carrie, what parting words do you have for Steph, other than that you're coming to Maryland to sing with him at some point?
Now you took the words right out of my mouth. I was like trying to look for the cheapest plane ticket I can get and down my liquid courage and get on that plane.
Well, I look forward to meeting you, Carrie. That would be a lot of fun. And Robert, thank you so very, very much for this opportunity. It's always a ball. It's really insightful, and I can't get over that meditation. That was really something. I really needed that, and I appreciate that. And let us all go in peace.
Absolutely.
And fill the world with love.
We will, in fact, do that. Brother Carl, are there final parting words from you, sir?
Music is leading us into the area of our seventh sense growth.
Wow.
It's been leading
yes.
the way all along, and we're catching
yes.
up with it.
Yes.
Well, I wish I knew what
yes.
that meant, Carl.
We'll talk.
I guess that's for another show.
I get from that, though, Steph, and you'll agree with this, whenever it is that people could not agree with each other because they thought that a person of a different skin color or a person with a different degree or a person with this, that, or the other had a disagreement, music brought them back together. And then
once we can find
a commonality, something that we can relate to each other with, then that allows the rest of the stuff to go by the wayside. So that's what it is all about. Ladies and gentlemen, I really thank you all so much for being with us. Next week on the No Show, we will have Reverend Larry Marie Heil out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to be with us then. Thank you all so much. I know that there were other things that you could have done, but you chose to be here. Steph, thank you so much. Carl,
thank you
so much. And I appreciate, Carrie, your being here. You're always around, and I thank you all so much. Take care, everybody. Until the next time, we'll see you then. We'll see you on the radio. But what? Blog Talk Radio. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Take care.